Hello, this is Bit Depth number 1493, which appeared on Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on January 13, 2025, under the headline, Concepts of a Transformation Plan. The Ministry of Digital Transformation, MDT, published its National Digital Transformation Strategy for 2024-2027, and it is, in a word, an embarrassment. Under the title, Bold, Building Our Lives Digitally, the MDT proceeds over 88 pages that manage to be both verbose and vague to rehash the talking points it has been spewing with great enthusiasm ever since it began communicating with the public. It's notable that the document includes not a single photo or chart to support even a single project undertaken by the ministry since its formation under Hasselbacher in August 2020. In his introduction, Minister Backus restates his ambitions for a digital government that collectively offers a new way to address the end-to-end consumption and delivery of goods and services to customers using appropriate digital technology. He goes on to revisit previously stated notions of how this is to be achieved via the concepts of a digital society, digital economy, and digital governance. The report references a digital readiness assessment, DRA, that the government worked on with the United Nations Development Programme. The 2022 DRA report places Trinidad and Tobago at the midpoint of successful digital transformation, the systemic stage, in which a nation is said to be advancing in key areas of digital transformation based on identified priority areas. The bold document references anything in the DRA that points a positive image of Trinidad and Tobago's digital transformation, inclusive of charts and analytical frameworks. Were it not for the cribbing of the DRA graphics, the document might be confused for a repurposed tourist board document that leaned particularly heavily on photos of butterflies. The proliferation of that insect is oddly appropriate because the strategy document flits from topic to topic without making any effort to pollinate any of it with real substance. And some of the DRA's conclusions are sketchy. The UNDP finds, for instance, that there are high levels of digital literacy in this country, a factoid that runs counter to the MDT's very public efforts to raise levels of digital literacy nationwide. A thing either is or it isn't. And here, I'd argue that outside of the air-conditioned offices where these reports get written, digital literacy is both rudimentary and task-focused, quite some distance from the kind of confidently interpretive approach that's needed to drive the ministry's transformation aspirations. Here are some findings by the UNDP that Bold does not trumpet. 70% of 90 stakeholders felt that the current digital economy offered few to no benefits for citizens. While 91 of 115 respondents have made digital payments, only 21 of 107 have received a digital payment. Just 5 of 63 respondents thought that new technology was being adopted quickly in the public sector. Only 289 of 1,373 respondents characterized the government's digital transformation as either bold or very bold. In its fourth year, the MDT is trumpeting a national strategy that reads more like a manifesto than a real-world action plan. There's no effort to establish timelines. Name any projects that achieve this hefty menu of goals. Cite progress on existing projects. Offer statistical learnings from its own internal evaluations of learned reality. Or even to suggest what all this ambitious word salad is going to cost the country. That doesn't stop the MDT from claiming successes for development projects it had absolutely nothing to do with, including projects by Filmco, online streaming, the central bank, e-money, and private sector telecommunications companies, broadband connectivity. The simple truth is that our government is where innovative ideas from local entrepreneurs go to die. I know this because I've spoken with these people. There's no mention of Parler, the e-shop that TSCT was directed to create in 2022 that's quietly disappeared. The government's role should be to facilitate change and innovation through effective governance and enabling legislation. But even by that measure, the last 4 years have been a catastrophic failure with no tangible indicators of useful change, given the determined nebulousness of the bold strategy document. Minister Bacchus and his doddering entourage of aging, out-of-touch boys club cronies have conspired to create a summary document out of 2 years' worth of talking points that advances not a single tangible idea or proposal. This document would be laughed out of a private sector boardroom and might not survive the scrutiny of a snow cone vendor. How this affected my shave ice, boss? Even on a critical point like open data, an essential aspect of transparent, accountable modern governance that the government has paid lip service to for more than a decade, the document doesn't seem clear on what the imperative should be in pursuing greater access to identity scrub data sets that offer insights into the nation's operational pulse to the wider public, or even what the MDT thinks open data is. The DRA notes the lack of a strong open data dashboard, a rather polite way of noting that the data provided by the government on its operations is scattered, sporadic, and overwhelmingly incomplete. Here again, an independent effort by UE, data.tt, demonstrates the value of bringing even a few national data sets online. Sadly, this isn't the government's first effort at digital transformation. Of the pioneering Fast Forward project of 2003 and its stillborn successor, the bold document notes that the approach of government has been that of minimalistic and light touch, acknowledging the maturity of the environment and the need to remain flexible, affording protection where required while facilitating open market activity. Those 2 decades of light touch have been hallmarked by incompetent, mishandled and stalled projects, and a determined avoidance of public accountability. Minister Bacchus has the unenviable task of following notable digital failures helmed by Kennedy Swarat Singh, Maxi Cuffey, and most recently Alison West, who each dutifully offered a message of digital advancement and governance while presiding over Papi Show. West has most recently been stalling on a work-from-home policy for 2 years now, probably hoping everyone will just forget the idea. Trinidad and Tobago now has a ministry dedicated to digital transformation, but its first major policy statement offers nothing tangible, leverages no metrics for future projects, and delivers all the gravitas of the delicate, clearly Teflon-coated butterflies that decorate its pages.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.